I'm Wolf Blitzer in for Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast, Remembering Robin Williams Talent. Let's get started. Joining us on the phone now is Henry Winkler. Henry, I know this must be a huge shock to you. You knew Robin Williams. You worked with him. You had crossover roles, Happy Days, Mork and Mindy. So give us your thoughts right now. What's going through your mind?
First of all, good evening. It is unimaginable that this is the reality today, that this incredible human being, incredible, delicate, funny, dramatic human being is gone. When he came to do Happy Days, which I believe was his first role, we usually rehearsed Monday to Friday, and he came in on Wednesday because they couldn't find anybody to play this alien from space that Gary Marshall had thought up. And we started rehearsing, and I realized that I was in the presence of greatness. Hands down, this is not hyperbole. That I just realized my only job is to keep a straight face, and it was impossible because no matter what you said to him, no matter what line you gave to him, he took it in, processed it, and then it flew out of his mouth, never the same way twice. And it was incredibly funny every time. It was an amazing, you knew that, oh boy, you're witnessing the beginning of something unbelievably special.
So you knew, Henry, even then, this was not only a genius comic, but a genius actor.
That is so true. And it's not a matter of being perceptive. It's a matter of it was right there. You couldn't miss it. You couldn't miss it for anything in the world. Electric. He was electrifying. And he was like that no matter what he did all the time. No matter what he did, he was that. It was just an amazing thing.
Yeah, and
he
inspired so many of us just by watching him and enjoying what he was doing. It was simply amazing. That's why we're all right now in a state of shock as we try to absorb this news. As you know, it was well known he had been in rehab. He had discussed it openly, including recently. He had battled addiction problems often in his career. I spoke about it very, very publicly. Was there any sense among the people who knew him that things were clearly getting so bad?
You know what? I never saw that. All I saw when I was with him, when I watched him, when we crossed paths, when he was doing his show up the street on Paramount on Lot, all I saw was boundless energy. He would work all day. He would go to the clubs at night and do stand up and work on his act. Always, you met him, and there was a wave of warmth that swept out of him that covered you like a blanket. You know, when he would break for lunch, and he was working with Jonathan Winters on his show, Mork and Mindy, they would walk down the street together, and all of a sudden just stop, and then they would start to kibitz, and then they would start to improvise, and then they would do this routine. Oh, it was in minutes, almost the entire lot was standing there like an open-air theater, watching these two great minds go at it. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But no matter what was happening, it was still better than anything that you were doing.
Yeah.